You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Life Talk here on the Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And friends, this morning's show is taped. I taped it yesterday because I was unable to be in the studio live today with you, but that does not mean that we have a boring show. On the contrary, we have some phenomenal guests lined up, some whom you might know, in fact, who are very prominent in ministry assisting pregnant women in Chicago. And it's very important, you know, this is the month of Our Lady, the month of May. It's very important that as a pro-life people, as a people of life, we put our faith into action. And so many times people say, oh, okay, you're against abortion, but what do you do to help women facing crisis pregnancies? Well, actually, we do a ton. And today we're going to be talking about that. We're really excited. We're going to have Sue Barrett with us from Aid for Women and Mary Strom from the Women's Center to discuss that. But I have here in studio with me Alicia Torres, who is our Coordinator of Young Adult Outreach for the Respect Life Office. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, Mary Louise.
I understand that you just returned from Pittsburgh where you ran a half marathon.
I did. It was fantastic. It was a great experience.
That is fantastic. And I know that you are seeking to pay off your loans from Loyola so that you can enter the convent in short order, hopefully.
That's right. That's right. There were a group of seminarians who ran for myself and some other women. So if you want to check out their efforts, it's runfornuns.com. Tremendously generous, never met me before. And they took on this huge sacrificial act of running this marathon for myself and some other women who'd like to enter religious communities.
Wonderful. That sounds great. And you have a website that you're using kind of as your running fundraising website to help you enter religious life, right?
That's right. My website is thenunrun.com.
Thenunrun.com. And it's N-U-N, not N-O-N-E.
That's right. That's right.
The Nun Run. And the N-U-N-R-U-N.com. That's awesome. Well, Alicia, this is the month of Our Lady, isn't it?
It is. May is the month of Our Lady. And it's such a great opportunity for us, as you said, Mary Louise, to step back as a church and consider who is the Virgin Mary in our life of faith. And some of the great theologians of the 20th century talked about the Marian pillar of the church, that there's a role that Mary plays that's irreplaceable, right? That she had the most profound relationship with God of any human person, that she bore God inside of her. And so she not only leads us to Jesus, but she teaches us how to have a relationship with him by enabling and allowing there to be a space inside of our persons to carry Christ with us everywhere that we go, especially when we receive him in the Eucharist.
Beautiful. Praise God. And we have a lot of events coming up this month. Of course, first of all, we have the Mother's Day Mass with Cardinal George this Sunday, Mother's Day, May 9th at 9 a.m. At 11 a.m. At 11 a.m. Oh, my gosh. Brian Brock is behind the glass. He's like, what are you doing? He's got his hand up in the air in dismay. No, this Sunday, 11 a.m. at Holy Name Cathedral. And it's our annual Mass for expectant mothers.
That's right. And Cardinal George will be there to celebrate that Mass and to offer a special blessing for all mothers, particularly those who are expecting a child within the next few months.
And it's always exciting because we always have this huge lineup of pregnant women. After the homily, the Cardinal invites all mothers to stand. And then those who are pregnant then are invited after that blessing to come forward and receive from him a white silk rose and a medal of St. Gerard and a prayer card. St. Gerard is the patron saint of expectant mothers.
That's right. That's right. It's a great opportunity for all women who are mothers to come together and just receive such great graces, you know, for their vocation to motherhood.
Yes, beautiful. So we hope that everybody turns out for that. That's May 9th, this Sunday, Mother's Day, at 11 a.m. at Holy Name Cathedral, which is at the corner of State. State and Superior Streets in Chicago. So that's Mother's Day at 11 a.m. Don't miss out on that special mass with Cardinal George. And then there's also a wonderful event coming up with the Culture of Life Board for young adults.
That's right. Next Saturday, May 15th, we're going to host a day of formation and prayer for young adults who are interested in promoting the culture of life. So that's going to be hosted at St. Sylvester Parish. We're going to begin with a mass. The day begins at 8 and it concludes around 4 o'clock. We're going to have several people coming in and giving conversations and lectures on different elements of the culture of life. There'll be opportunities throughout the day for reconciliation. We'll pray the rosary and just have some great fellowship. So all young adults from the Chicagoland area are welcome to come from 8 to 4 next Saturday, May 15th. We really encourage, we need to pre-register for food purposes. So if you're interested, you can call our office at 312-534-5355.
Great. So May 15th, 8 to 4 at St. Sylvester's, which is in Logan Square, Father Paul Stein's parish.
That's right.
Is Father Paul involved in this?
Father Paul is involved. He'll be giving one of the talks, and he'll also be celebrating Mass and offering reconciliation.
Wonderful. Fantastic. You can't get any better than Father Paul Stein. Just amazing priest. So that'll be May 15th from 8 to 4, and all young adults are welcome, and you can call the Respect Life office to pre-register at 312-534-5355. And there's no fee for that, right, Elise?
There's a suggested donation of $10 to help defray the cost of lunch, but
Okay, great. Great. Oh, that's dirt cheap. They're cheap, so that sounds great. Yes, so don't miss that day of reflection. And if you are not a young adult yourself, you probably know somebody who is in your life. And this will be a wonderful opportunity for people to really deepen their faith. So, and of course, really gain knowledge about building a culture of life, spreading the gospel of life.
That's right. And also just to have that opportunity for fellowship with other young men and women who are interested and desire to promote this cause. Sometimes it's so hard for young adults in their parishes. They feel unsupported. So come and receive that support that you need.
Wonderful. Well, we already have to head to a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk with... Oh, we don't? No, you said at 12. Oh, sorry. I was going to go to a break. I want everybody to know, Brian Brock always says I never go to a break on time. Okay, so I want everybody to know I get credit for that. So anyway, well, yeah, but you said 12. Okay, it's all good. Okay, so then we're going to go to our guests now. Alicia, what do you think about that?
That sounds very exciting. This is great.
My face is red. Okay, so I'm really excited because I have on the phone two wonderful women whom I really am blessed to get to know. The executive directors of two incredible organizations that really put our faith into action in helping women who are facing unexpected pregnancies. On the phone, I have Sue Barrett, who is the executive director of Aid for Women. Sue, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me on your program, Mary Elise.
Oh, it's a blessing to have you on the show. And then also Mary Strom, who is the executive director of the Women's Center. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mary Louise. Thank you for your invitation. I'm thrilled to be on the show with you.
Great. Well, I'm so pleased to have both of you on the program with us. You know, this is, I thought it would be wonderful to highlight your incredible ministry running these pregnancy centers because this is the month of Mary and this is Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. And of course, we know that being a mother for most women is a tremendous joy, but there are also many women who, when they find out that they are pregnant, find that to be a moment of panic because they may not be married, they may not have material resources. Could you tell me, and maybe Sue, you can start off, but just tell me a little bit about how Aid for Women helps women who are facing unexpected pregnancies.
Sure. At Aid for Women, we're trying to reach out to women who are experiencing difficult or unplanned pregnancies, and we try and find them either on the internet, on CTA signs, in the Yellow Book, and we offer them an alternative. So many of these women come to us, and there's no one in their life who's supporting them. Everyone around them is, you know, telling them, "Oh, just have an abortion." And sometimes, you know, it's just in talking with our counselors that we just say, "You know, we're here for you. We'll support you in your decision." And then we try and provide them whatever emotional or material resources that they need to choose life.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Mary, I know that the Women's Center does some great work in providing resources for women facing unplanned pregnancies. Could you share with us a little bit about that?
Sure. We have two family rooms where we provide some real practical material and financial support. We have one on the north side and one on the south side. And we collect donations of gently used anything for the family, for all the kids, the clothing, cribs and car seats and strollers. And I just got yesterday, or on Sunday, St. Giles Parish had a baby shower for us. We collected a whole van full of clothes.
Wonderful.
And material goods like that. But we are able to distribute those back out then. Last year we gave over $1 million worth of material goods assistance.
Wow.
To the families in Chicago. And we have private appointments. We have all volunteer-run family rooms where we set up the appointments, and our counselors will give the ladies a voucher, which will identify, you know, between 10 and 20 outfits for themselves, and then each of any children they might have, and then some new items for the baby. And then they come, and we have our place set up. It looks like a store. There's clothing racks, and we give them the privacy. Since it is, you know, charity, we don't want them to feel like it's a charitable handout, but rather we try to respect their dignity, bring them in. They can make the selection of their own clothes, pick things out. We bag them up and take them out to their car or the taxi or help them to the bus, however they might get here. But it's a very generous contribution from all over the archdiocese of the items that come in and then are go back out to the families.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous. So what happens now, Sue? I know that you guys used to have actually a sign across from Planned Parenthood, and it said something to the effect of "Pregnant need help? Call Aid for Women," or something to that effect. It was across. It was right outside, basically, the door of Planned Parenthood at LaSalle and Division. I just loved that. Tell me about the sign and what happened with that, really quick.
Well, we did enter into a 12-week contract with J.C. DeCoe, who's the owner of what they call Sidewalk Furniture. This one happened to be a media stand, but they also have control over all the bus shelters throughout the city. And someone suggested to us that we put a sign for help up on that media stand there on the northwest corner of LaSalle and Division. And so we entered into a 12-week contract to do that. And after the sign was up for about 10 days, the whole media stand disappeared and was moved to another location. So we tried to get to the bottom of that and kind of who directed the media stand's removal. But we so far have run into a few dead ends.
I'm sure that you have. I just love that. I love that story. What a great thing that you guys did that. That was wonderful. We actually do need to head to a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more with Sue Barrett from Aid for Women and Mary Strom from the Women's Center about helping mothers during this time of year around Mother's Day and the tremendous work that they do putting our pro-life beliefs into action by stretching out that hand of assistance. So stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
I'm Lisa Pelletto, the Catholic Charities Junior Board Manager, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute. 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. May is Volunteer Month, and with 13 events planned, there's something for everyone. We recorded 589 volunteer hours in May of 2009, and we're working to beat that record this year. We need your help. Whether you're interested in painting a Catholic charity site, reading to children, packaging food for the homeless, serving dinner to veterans, attending a faith committee meeting or a social fundraiser, the Junior Board has an opportunity for you in May. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. Consider joining our Junior Board. For more information on these events and others, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
Welcome back to Life Talk. We're talking with Sue Barrett from Aid for Women and Mary Strom from the Women's Center about during this month of Mother's Day, this month of Our Lady, of Mary, how to help women who are facing unexpected pregnancies. And I have with me in the studio Alicia Torres. Alicia, you thought of a great question to ask Mary about during the break.
That's right. You know, Mary, something I really appreciate about the mission of the Women's Center is how you keep Christ and the Eucharist at the center of everything you do. Could you maybe share with the listeners about how adoration really is the starting point for all of the works of the Women's Center?
Oh, I'd be happy to. We really see the whole abortion issue as being a spiritual battle. And, you know, sometimes when we are with a client, we might only have 1 hour to help them make a huge decision away from abortion to parenting. And so we have to really rely on the inspirations of the Holy Spirit, because God knows the situation of the person and the heart of that person. We are just meeting them for the first time. So our work has really been founded from the very beginning. Conrad Wojner knew the importance and the spiritual nature of our work and put a chapel into our office. And we, for a long time, had, you know, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, adoration. But after the efforts of our first 40 days for life at the clinic across from our office, we did a 40 days of perpetual adoration to support that effort. And we're blessed by people coming forward and really committing to make that into a perpetual adoration chapel. And so that chapel is offered in for all pro-life work for the end to abortion. We have perpetual adoration. We have Mass at noon Monday through Friday. We have a second Mass at 6 o'clock on Fridays. And then the staff has breaks where we have 10 o'clock. We do a rosary in front of the Blessed Sacrament and abortion. And at 3 o'clock, we pray Divine Mercy Chaplet in front of the Blessed Sacrament. So it is truly the Lord. We credit any save. We know it's just that we're just instruments of His, because we don't have the potential to change anybody's heart. But always the most miraculous saves, we hear the counselors retelling their stories of, I don't know where that came from, but it was just the right thing for that person to hear. And so we know that all of our work is powered by that prayer and by that grace.
Oh, praise God. That is so moving. That's just tremendous. And you have three locations, is that right?
That's right. We have we're right off the Edens at Cicero and Elston, and then we are on the south side in Evergreen Park, and then over in Des Plaines.
Wonderful. And Sue, Aid for Women recently merged with another center, so now you have two locations.
That's right. We just merged with Women Care Services in Berwyn, so now we have a downtown location at Michigan and Madison, right across from Millennium Park, and then we're also in Berwyn on Oak Park Avenue.
Tremendous. That is great. Now, one thing that I want to talk about a little bit is how can parishes support your efforts? I know that the Archdiocese has a relatively new fundraising policy, and both of your organizations are approved for parishes to raise funds for in the Archdiocese. Could you tell us a little bit about how parishes can help support your efforts? Sue, why don't you go first?
Sure. A lot of the parishes that support us do so by doing a baby bottle collection, and that's where, you know, one weekend, either representatives at the parish or, you know, representatives from Aid for Women can be there at the parish distributing baby bottles, and then usually a week or a couple weeks after, we would collect them again, and that's a great initiative. Also, some of the parishes help by doing flower sales. We have some parishes helping us out with that this weekend. But not only financially, but there's many ways that people can get involved. We have full training for anyone who might be interested in being a volunteer counselor. And the counselors can either help out at our Berwyn Center or our downtown center. And then we also have counselors that answer our hotline in the evenings after business hours. We forward the calls to them, and they answer the calls from their homes. So a lot of people like that. If they can't get downtown or to Berwyn, you know, it's something that they could do easily from their home. There's also ways of getting involved. We have a new junior board for young adults, and we have an event at Bishop Kane's residence coming up in a couple of weeks. And then we also have an auxiliary, which is a group of women who do a spring luncheon, and they also do our
client Christmas party during the holidays.
How nice. That sounds like a lot of opportunities. Mary, what about for the Women's Center? How can parishes support your efforts?
Well, if I might take this opportunity to publicly thank Cardinal George for his permission to do fundraising within the parishes. We are, that is really a critical need of ours. And I would say that the parishes currently are doing a phenomenal job in supporting us, and we're so appreciative of all the pro-life coordinators that help us and the priests. We do also a flower sale, which we have this Mother's Day. We do, a walk for life, banquets similarly. We always have volunteer opportunities, whether you want to work directly with clients in counseling or maybe help them select their clothing, material goods needs, or we have people come in. A lot of retired people come in. They find it a nice place to get together with wonderful people and do folding of brochures or, the information materials that we give to clients or stuff our mailings or... you can come do adoration, come to Mass, join your prayers with ours. It's an overflow of grace, I think, into all of our efforts. And so I think any pro-life activity that people want to get involved with is worth it, and I just think the pro-life people are so wonderful. When I worked in the corporate world, I never really knew too many pro-life people. And I knew they had to be out there somewhere when I got involved.
Exactly.
I thought, oh, my gosh, they're the happiest people out there.
Yes.
It's such a privilege to be part of them. So,
absolutely. I know some people give us a bad rap, but obviously they don't hang out with us. They're just stereotyping us.
Right. They should come to our events. We love when pro-choice people come to the events so we can unmask all the myths that surround us.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Beautiful. Well, that's great. We need to finish up here, but why don't you both just share your information about if people would like to get in touch with you to help out, where they can find your information. Sue, why don't you go first? Aid for Women, you said your location is across from Millennium Park, and then also you have a location in the Berwyn area, right?
Right. But if someone would like to get involved, the best way would be to maybe call our downtown center. And that number is 312-621-1101. Or information can be found on either of our two websites. We have a website for our clients, and that's aidforwomen.org. And for our donors and volunteers, it's helpaidforwomen.org.
Oh, wonderful. So helpaidforwomen.org. And also, that's actually a good point. If there is somebody out there right now who needs assistance, would they be able to call you at the same number, 312-621-1101?
Well, 1100 is actually our hotline number. 1101 is our business number. Or they could go to the aidforwomen.org website.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So 312-621-1100 or aidforwomen.org if you're downtown or in the Berwyn area. And Mary, how can people get in touch with the Women's Center, either to help out or if they need your help?
Okay, if you need our help, then we have an 800 number for you. It's 800-400-4205. Okay, so it's 800-400-4205, and that's if you need our help. If you would like to help us, we have a website also, www.womens, so it's W-O-M-E-N-S with a hyphen, center, C-E-N-T-E-R.org. And our phone number here is 773-794-1313, and that'll get you in touch with our volunteer director for all three offices.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Mary Strom from the Women's Center and Sue Barrett from Aid for Women. Ladies, thank you for being with us on the show today.
Thanks, Mary, very much.
It's a blessing, and keep up the great work. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking with another organization that's starting a transitional housing facility in Chicago for expectant mothers in need. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick message.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page. your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
The Catholic New World brought you news on the cause for canonization of Father Augustus Tolton, and we'll continue to follow that story.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Celebrate Mother's Day with Cardinal George at the annual Mass for Expectant Mothers, sponsored by the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. At this special Mass, all mothers will receive a blessing from the Cardinal, with a special blessing for expectant mothers and their unborn children. Expectant mothers will also receive a white silk rose and a medal of St. Gerard Majella, the patron saint of expectant mothers. So join us on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 9th at 11 a.m. at Holy Name Cathedral. Holy Name is located at 735 North State Street in Chicago, and limited parking is available. All are welcome. For more information, call the Respect Life Office at 312-534-5355 or go to www.respectlifechicago.org. We look forward to seeing you on Mother's Day at 11 a.m. at Holy Name Cathedral for the annual Mass for Expectant Mothers. Welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry with Alicia Torres in the studio. We're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And we just had Sue Barrett from Aid for Women and Mary Strom from the Women's Center on the show with us to talk about how they offer tremendous assistance through their organizations to expectant women in need, especially in need of material or emotional or spiritual support for bringing their pregnancies to term. And if there's anybody out there who is pregnant and in need of help, I encourage you to call the Women's Center. Their number is 800-400-4205. That's 800-400-4205. And they are on the north side. They're also in Evergreen Park and one other place. So give them a call. Or Aid for Women is located in the Loop and in Berwyn, and you can call them at 312-621-1100. And also great places to volunteer and make a difference to provide support. I know many of you as our parish coordinators are doing flower sales for them for Mother's Day for one of the centers this weekend, which is tremendous. So we need to really do all that we can to support these worthy organizations. And as that tremendous ad said, boy, who did that voiceover on that ad, Alicia? That really sounded good.
I don't know. She sounded like she knew what she was talking about.
But make sure to join us this Mother's Day. Oh, my goodness. Brian Brock is making comments. But anyway, the Mother's Day Mass with Cardinal George is this Sunday, of course, Mother's Day at 11 a.m. at Holy Name Cathedral. So we hope everybody turns out for that. It's going to be a great event. And then the Culture of Life Board Day of Reflection that we talked about earlier. Great opportunity for young adults on May 15th from 8 to 4 at St. Sylvester's in Logan Square. Call the Respect Life Office for more details on any of these events at 312-534-5355. So Alicia, you know, we've got now on the phone with us Larry and Marge Theriault.
This is very exciting. They're starting up a very, very important ministry here in Chicago that needs our help, our prayers, and our financial support as well.
Yes, absolutely. And Larry and Marge are the Right to Life chair couple for the Knights of Columbus for the entire state of Illinois. Larry and Marge, thanks for being with us today.
Well, we're looking forward to it. This is great. It's a great.
Great
opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, it's great to have you. It's great to have you with us on the show. So you are starting the Father Michael McGivney Center for Hope and Healing. What is this?
Well, it's let's step back a minute, if we can, to
sure.
The Knights of Columbus. We started several years ago, we started the fifth charity, which was a pro-life charity. And that charity is designed to designed to set up a way in which we can get ultrasound machines for pregnancy assistance centers. In the process of doing this, we talked to the executive directors of many of these centers, and they all said that we really need a transitional home because when women come to a pregnancy assistance center, they are talked into or shown ways of having their baby, and they're talked into keeping their child, and they decide to have a child, but there really isn't any way of ensuring that this is followed through on, because they come and they go. So we decided to set up a transition home in which where they could send, they being the pregnancy assistance centers, could send their women that wanted to keep their child, and we would offer them a place to stay. We would offer them a way of learning how to be a parent if they needed it, because there's no way you can't go to the library and get a book that says how do you be a parent, and this is it. It's very complex. How do you get along in society? What is the proper way of doing this? And in many ways, we're going to set up a job search program, and which we will find a job for these women, and so on. So, in other words, we want to prepare them for living in society, the proper way of doing it. Now, many of the women already know this, but there are some that don't.
Hmm, that's wonderful. So this is sort of, in a sense, like an empowerment housing program. You know, I think about the Missionaries of Charity, Mother Teresa's sisters, who have a beautiful maternity home in the Pilsen area of Chicago at 2325 West 24th Place. And what a great ministry they do, providing women who are pregnant and have just given birth with a place to live. But this facility would provide additional services and support for women so that they can basically learn how to become self-sufficient.
Exactly right. It's one thing to tell somebody that they should keep their baby, but society has a tendency of saying shame on you. You know, this, we have to change our way of looking at things, because we have to separate the sin from the sinner, so to speak. Mm-hmm. If such a thing exists, in many cases it's just a woman who's having a pregnancy that she didn't plan for, and it's going to interfere with her career or whatever. So we can show her just how she can have a career and at the same time keep her child as well.
Wonderful. And Marge, you were going to jump in with something.
Oh, I was just saying we sat down and talked with the ladies at Catholic Charities, and they pointed out many different classes that they are willing to help us with in this ministry.
Wonderful.
And
that's terrific.
We also have a person who's spent the last 30 years providing job training and helping people find jobs and build their careers, and he is going to be working with us.
Tremendous. That is great. So it really sounds like you're going to be this Father Michael McGivney Center for Hope and Healing will really be providing a lot of comprehensive services. And you already have, it's its own 501c3 and board and so forth, right?
Yes, what we have done, we have established a not-for-profit corporation, a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation registered in the state of Illinois. This is already done. And they actually will be the Father Michael J. McGivney Center of Hope and Healing. And that the corporation has the right to, or not the right, but the job to purchase a building to make such a thing happen. And in the long run, thinking down the line, if we can envision this whole thing maybe setting up a home in every diocese.
Wow.
Because it certainly is much needed. As we go around the state and talk to all of the pregnancy assistance centers, they all say the same thing. We need a home. We need a place to send our girls.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking with Larry and Marge Theriault. They're the Right to Life chair couple for the Knights of Columbus in Illinois. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about this Father Michael McGivney Center for Hope and Healing. Who is Father McGivney? Where will the center be? What's the timeline for it opening? How much do they need still in funds to make this happen? All of this and more. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
The Archdiocese of Chicago is promoting the cause for the eventual canonization of Father Augustus Tolton. We'll tell you why. Cardinal George delivers an historic speech at Brigham Young University. Catholics converge on Springfield to make their voices heard, and a Catholic priest who plays a mean guitar organizes a memorable jazz fest to help feed the hungry.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese. You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Life Talk here on the Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Mary Louise Curry, talking with Alicia Torres in the studio about issues that make a difference in your life. And we have on the phone Leary and Marge Theriault, the Right to Life chair couple for the Knights of Columbus. We're discussing the Father Michael McGivney Center for Hope and Healing, which will be a transitional housing facility for pregnant women in need and women after giving birth for their young families to help them basically become self-sufficient and empowered to live productive and successful lives in our society while allowing their children to live. And Alicia, you were saying during the break how this is really a core part of our faith, really an extension of our faith.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see projects like this coming to life. You know, in his encyclical Caritas in Veritate, Pope Benedict talked about integral human development. And the base of that, the very core of that, is allowing people to see that they have tremendous dignity. You know, in programs like the McGivney Center, it's not just giving a handout, but rather enabling someone to learn how they can have their place in society, in the same time responding to their vocation of being a parent, because if you have a child within you, you're a parent already. So how do you embrace that without fear? And something else that's beautiful that Pope Benedict recently talked about was how, you know, Jesus said he brought the new commandment to love one another as I have loved you. And how was that new? Because that was part of the Old Testament too, but it was new because Christ gave us the witness of how to love one another. You know, and the mission of the McGivney Center is really a mission of love, responding to this beautiful vocation that we have as baptized, right? We're not just supposed to be internal, we're supposed to go out into the world, and our mission is to bring the message of Christ, which is the message that we weren't just made for here, we were made for hereafter, for eternity, you know, and places like the McGivney Center is such a beautiful opportunity to bring Christ to others in need.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to give a quick shout out. We've been talking about women facing crisis pregnancies who keep their babies, but I also want to just give a quick shout out to all those who have placed their children for adoption. What a beautiful act of love that is, to place a child into a stable, family, to give them a mother and a father. And really, I mean, that there are 2 million couples right now in the U.S. seeking to adopt. So that is just a beautiful choice. So many people, now 1 in 5 couples in the U.S. has the sadness of infertility, so which is defined as being unable to conceive after 1 year of trying to have children. And, you know, many of those couples, many of them will overcome that, but many do not. And many resort to unethical or immoral approaches like in vitro fertilization, which still is only a success rate of about 1 in 4. Others seek NAPRO technology, which is a much greater success rate and is aligned with our faith by addressing the underlying causes of infertility. But what a beautiful act of love for birth mothers to give their children, that step up on life by placing their children with a family in adoption. So I just wanted to give a shout out to that because they are mothers too. During this month of Mary, we want to also remember the birth mothers and also the adoptive mothers as well, of course.
That's right. Oh. And keep all of these people in our prayers.
Yes, absolutely. Marge, you wanted to chime in with something.
You just brought up a good subject there. We have 17 adopted children in our family.
Oh, how wonderful. Praise God. I didn't even know that.
Yes. See?
Yes. As a matter of fact, our oldest daughter, a few years back when she first found out about the China policy, we explained it to her and everything. She made up her mind that she was going to go and adopt a little Chinese girl, and that she did. And it cost her a lot of money. She had to travel over there, but she wouldn't trade that baby for anything. And now that baby is 16 years old.
No, she's 13. She's a beautiful violinist.
Yeah, beautiful violinist.
Oh, how wonderful.
Smile.
Well, Larry, we got it on the radio. You don't know you can't keep all your grandkids' ages straight.
Well, you know, when you only have half a brain, it's hard to keep anything.
Oh, Larry. that's wonderful, though. Yeah, you know, the China one-child policy is such a... It's just such a heinous crime against women because, of course, first of all, you know, most of the babies being aborted are women, are girls, rather, you know, because it's boys who have more status in society and so forth and carrying on the family name and supporting parents. But also, it's a crime against the mothers, too, the mothers of those children that they are not allowed to. I mean, this is just a huge infringement of human rights. But the beauty is that, people are so generous, like your daughter, in adopting this girl. So that's a beautiful thing. So, but anyway, we've totally gotten off on a tangent.
Right,
sorry.
We want to get back to Father Michael J. McGivney.
Yes. Yeah. Who is Father Michael J. McGivney, by the way, that you're naming this transitional housing facility after?
Well, Father Michael J. McGivney is the founder of the Knights of Columbus. He founded the order in 1882. And since that time, he has been... elevated to the Venerable Father Michael J. McGivney. So now they have a Father Michael J. McGivney Guild to encourage the Vatican to make him a saint. So we're keeping a very active record on exactly what can be attributed to his actions and so on.
Great.
And when the Knights of Columbus were founded, they were founded to protect women and children. They were because Catholics in those days were persecuted something fiercely. They would have job help wanted in the paper that said Catholics need not apply. So the Knights of Columbus were started on that basis.
There was a lot of orphans too because a lot of the men were working on the railroad and different things and were losing their lives.
Wow! So. Yes. So the Knights were founded to help protect women and children and care for them. That's beautiful.
Right. And what has happened over the years, we've kind of gotten away from just doing that. We've gotten involved in all kinds of things. I mean, they are still life-saving events. I mean, like helping Special Olympics and people with special needs, the Newman Center, for example, and others. And these are all important things. But Father Michael J. McGivney's center, it kind of helps the Knights to get back to their roots of helping women and children. Because if women just could realize it, that, you know, this is abortion is really an abomination against them. Because
yes.
I don't know about you, but I don't know of very men that have had abortions.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Alice Paul, who was the author of the original Equal Rights Amendment, which now people try to pass the ERA in order to promote abortion, but that was not the intent. And Alice Paul said abortion is the ultimate exploitation of women. So I totally agree with you, Larry.
It certainly is.
We really need. That's why the McGivney Center is so important. And you have many organizations who are very supportive of this work and very involved with it. You mentioned Catholic Charities, and I know I spoke with Father Boland about the McGivney Center, and he was incredibly excited about it and just, you know, giving it his full support. And you're working with other groups.
Cardinal George is excited about it, too.
Absolutely. That's right. The Cardinal gave you a nice letter of endorsement and everything, and you're working with other groups as well.
Well, Vicki Thorne, the founder of Project Rachel, she agreed to be on our advisory board.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
great.
So this is she's a great lady, and of course Bishop Paprocki, who is soon to be the Bishop of Springfield, he gave us a big letter of support, and we have letters from various pregnancy assistance centers from around the country. Now I know that many people refer to them as crisis pregnancy centers, but they're really pregnancy assistance centers, because for a woman to be pregnant, it certainly isn't a crisis. I mean, this is a natural thing. Crisis comes in what that's doing to their life at that moment in time. So what it really is a problem here is they have to determine what to do with their life. How are they going to handle it?
Right.
Interesting to see that all the boards that are deciding who lives and dies and fetuses and so on and all these issues, they don't have any fetuses on their board. So, you know, that's unequal representation.
We
that's
have
right.
great people that have volunteered to be on our board, very experienced professionals.
Yes.
And,
wonderful. And including there are folks involved with Aid for Women and the Women's Center who are involved, right?
Yes. We have 3 Aid for Women
Susan
members.
Barrett's on the board.
Oh, great.
Barrett, the executive director. And then also you mentioned Father Boland before. I asked him before to recommend to us someone from Catholic Charities to be on our board.
Wonderful.
We would be honored. And I didn't want to do that without his permission.
Wonderful.
And he thought it was a great idea. So,
well, we need to head to another break already. This is our final break of the show. And when we come back, we're going to have more great discussion with Larry and Marge Theriault about this Father Michael McGivney Center for Hope and Healing, this transitional housing facility. When is it going to open? Where? And how far away are they in raising funds for this wonderful effort? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Tour rooms of antique mechanical curiosities, including a 19th century steam engine and a European carousel. Enjoy an elegant dinner and participate in an auction emceed by radio personality Gary Meyer at the 21st Annual Hearts for Homeless Families fundraiser on Saturday, May 22nd. Held at the San Filippo Estate in Barrington Hills, the event will benefit Catholic Charities Northwest Regional Services and its New Hope Apartments program. Tickets are $160. For more information, visit www.catholiccharities.net/hearts or call 847-376-2118.
Welcome Welcome back to Life Talk on Relevant Radio 950 AM. We're talking with Larry and Marge Theriault. We've got Alicia Torres in the studio discussing the Father Michael McGivney Center for Hope and Healing, which will be a new transitional housing facility in the Chicago area to help pregnant women to achieve self-sufficiency, not just pregnant women, but women then who have already given birth as well, but women who need material assistance and emotional and spiritual support to let their babies live and to become the very best parents that they can be. So Larry and Marge, first of all, I know that you have a website for this, and what is the website?
www.mcgivneycenter.com.
And that's MCGIVNEY?
That's correct.
GIV.
GIV, V as in Victor. NEY, center.com.
Great. So www.mcgivneycenter.com. Wonderful. And tell us where you're at in terms of raising funds for this important effort.
Well, we're still raising funds. Raising funds is an ongoing thing. In other words, you just don't raise funds, buy the building, and that's the end of it. Raising fund is something that has to continue, especially when you're trying to do, or not trying to do, but when you're doing what we are doing. And we sent people all around the country to find out what has worked and what hasn't worked. And because we do not want to try to reinvent the wheel, but at the same time,
right,
we want to make sure that we do what is going to work, because we owe it to our donors and we owe it to our women that are going to be members of the center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ladies have traveled to California and New York and Florida to examine existing transitional homes, some of them that have been doing this for 20 years, so we want to make sure we get it right.
Terrific.
And we have to be very, very careful on where we get our funds because, some people say to you, well, you know, there's a lot of government grants that are available. Well, that's very nice, except when government gives, government can take away. And they put many restrictions on that. And we just will not tolerate restrictions because we are going to do this all in accordance with the teachings of the Catholic Church. We want to remain Catholic.
Wonderful.
And,
yes.
And if we take support from the wrong place, sometimes they put strings attached to it, and the strings aren't apparent until you get down the road away, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you
yes.
have to be very, very careful about this.
That's why we're looking at convents right now that are not being used, because most of them have a beautiful chapel inside. So
yes.
we want to make sure there's a spiritual element.
Yes, and that kind of brings us into our next question, although I just wanted to mention that I have the same mindset with the Chastity Education Initiative. You know, even in the new health care reform legislation, which we know funds uses taxpayer dollars for abortions and undermines rights of conscience for medical professionals and health care systems, there is actually funding in there for abstinence education, but we are not interested in federal funds for our chastity education work because of the high wall of separation that is required between, you know, giving the message of refraining from sexual activity until marriage and our faith. You know, for us, we don't want to make that separation, basically. But there are a lot of great secular programs that do that. But as the church, we want to give the fullness of that message at all times, you know, grounded in the theology of the body. So I can totally relate to that. But tell us then, so you were saying that you're looking at convents. Where is this going to be? Or are you still in search for that?
We're still in the process of searching because in looking at a building, we have to look at many things because there's such a thing as the city of Chicago, you know. we have to deal
yes.
with them, and then the aldermen that we've talked to, they have been very helpful, very, very helpful, and we've started processes of getting ordinances together to handle parking and so on. But then after we get through the line and we have our church building inspectors come in and they look it over, and then we find out, whoa, we're going to have to put this much into the building. And then it becomes a matter of, well, is it worth the cost? Because not only do we have to pay for the building, now we've got to also pay for all this work and such things as asbestos removal. People don't notice this, but a lot of buildings built around the time that these convents were built, asbestos was a very common thing. They used it in tile, they used it in insulation, they used it everywhere. And then, of course, there's life safety, fire alarms. In some cases, there's sprinkler systems required.
Yes, and yes. So you're still on the search then for the right right building and everything. And I think that's going to be a very important decision. Of course, I just ran into Mary Norfleet Johnson in the hallway right before this show. She's the director of the Office for Black Catholics, and she's very excited. She has something in mind, I think, as far as an available convent. So she's very excited about this project. It's just so needed in our city. So this will be a real blessing, I think.
Well, we'd be very happy to look at that location. We'll look at anything. We were out yesterday looking, and we found a very nice convent, very nice place that would be nice, except for one thing, parking. Where do we park the cars? Because the city of Chicago has ordinances that say you have to provide so many parking spaces for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to come into the decision-making process of just what building we're going to buy and what we which would be wise to do.
Yes. And we just have 3 minutes left, actually, but tell us when you're hoping to have this place open.
As soon as possible.
Awesome.
That would be the best way that I could describe it. But we have to do it as soon as possible with us doing the right thing. In other words, we don't want to rush into it and do something that we're going to be sorry for.
Yes, that's
well,
right.
Well, we already feel that we've been moving along pretty fast. Father Jim Hyde said to us that the Holy Spirit is moving many of us, but I think he has Larry Theriault on the fast track.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So,
that
we
is
don't
great.
We don't think we would have been this far along in this ministry unless the Holy Spirit was behind it and wants this to happen.
Praise God. Well, Larry and Marge Theriault, thank you so much for everything that you are doing for this opening this Father Michael McGivney Center for Hope and Healing, which will be a transitional housing facility to empower expectant mothers in need to become great parents and successful members of our society. And again, if people are interested in donating or finding out more, they can go to www.mcgivneycenter.com.
That's
great.
Correct.
Great. Thank you.
And thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, and God bless all who have already helped us. And keep up the prayers.
That sounds great. Yes, let's all pray for that. Thank you so much, Larry and Marge.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
Well, Alicia, for this month of Mary, a wonderful program. We talked about the Mass for Expectant Mothers with Cardinal George this Sunday, Mother's Day at 11 a.m. at Holy Name, the Culture of Life Day of Reflection on May 15th at St. Sylvester's, the tremendous work of Aid for Women and the Women's Center in helping women right now who are pregnant and in need, and then this McGivney Center, this transitional housing facility for pregnant women that will be coming into being as soon as possible, as Larry and Marge said.
Yes, beautiful show, beautiful opportunities, right? Maybe can we close up with a prayer to Our Lady?
That would be great.
All right, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. And we hope that all of you have a very blessed Mother's Day this Sunday. Give your mother a big hug and kiss. If you are still blessed to have her, your wife, your daughter, whoever might be a mother. And we will keep you all in prayer. We'll see you next month on Life Talk here on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.